B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, hey, sponsored by Dunkin'. This holiday season, get cheers in at Dunkin' with drinks like the signature peppermint mocha latte, signature gingerbread latte. How about that? But you know what they don't have?
What?
The Jonut.
No,
okay. Yet.
So you keep pushing that.
Yet. Well, I've got an idea.
Oh.
Because everybody else apparently does.
Really?
All right, cool things. What's coming up?
Okay. Breaking barriers on the cover of Allure magazine. I don't really notice.
Allure magazine.
It's a, you know, woman's magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Usually they tell you how to, like, lose weight in five steps. But this is a good story.
That's good. Mm-hmm. And you don't need Botox either, right?
No.
The natural beauty.
Yes.
Okay,
right.
Good.
Thank you.
All right, Brian.
All right, hey, if you're, active military veteran, I know where you can get a nice Christmas tree for nothing. Just as a thank you for your service.
It's a great cause. Stay with us for that. Plus, as mentioned, the pandemic has caused people's creative juices to flow. Or at least they think they are. People have think they've come up with these wonderful ideas during the pandemic, and some are putting them to use. Okay?
Okay.
Very interesting.
Okay. All right. So if you see the digital cover of Allure magazine, the cover features an 18-year-old model named Ellie Goldstein. Okay. She has Down syndrome, and she is changing the traditional beauty standard with each gig she books. She's booking a lot of gigs. She's appeared in a Gucci beauty campaign earlier this year. She's the first major model with Down syndrome, and her goal is to be all over the world in 10 years, which is pretty much every 18-year-old's dream these days. She's British. And so
I don't see her.
Allure
magazine.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's her name?
Her name is Ellie Goldstein.
E L L
I E G O Goldstein. Anyway, the point of it is
D S T. Is it always confusing?
Oh my god!
Is it E I or I E?
Oh boy!
I don't know. But anyway, I will find it. I will put it up at WROR or our Facebook page. And then we'll move on. But congratulations to Ellie. It's such a great
thing. She's adorable.
All right.
There you go. I found
it. And Bob Bronson.
I just,
how do you spell it?
I always get E-I-I-E.
Bob likes the pictures. You got to show Bob the pictures.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Ooh, this book's great, Lon. Not a lot of words.
All right.
And smart is sexy. I should try that.
All right. Hey, we heard from our listener, Joe Permani. He emails us every year, and this is the 10th year straight that they've been doing this. It's 10th annual Trees for Soldiers.
Oh, cool.
And there's a couple locations that you can go to. They do this for the U.S. military men, women, active veteran. All you need to go, the Gardener's Spot, which is on Granite Street out in Leominster, or Colley's Garden Center in Fitchburg. Just show up, have your military ID, Christmas tree
great
for you.
We did,
there you go.
We did some stuff with those guys last year.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, if you can't get out to Fitchburg or Leominster, tomorrow is Fort Devens Day. It's the third year they're doing this with in partnership with the Boston Bruins Foundation and the State of Mass VFW Foundation. So there'll be trees out on the base at Fort Devens you can get if you're a service member. Show your ID, get
any
your time, tree.
Anytime. Really cool. We want to support any small business, but if you can get a tree where it's, you know, for a good cause, that trumps it, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. So there you go. Gardener Spot out in Leominster or Colley's Garden Center in Fitchburg or tomorrow. Out at Devon's. So there you go. Thanks,
good
Joe.
Good stuff.
Trees for Soldiers.
Speaking of Joe.
Yeah.
All righty then.
Here we go.
According to a new survey, more than two-thirds of people say they've had at least one great idea during the pandemic. The average person has had four light bulb moments.
Really?
Yes. More than half people who've had a great idea have already started working on making it happen. Starting a new business, writing a novel, growing an at-home produce garden, whatever. Just
at-home produce garden?
Yeah, you know.
Garden?
Okay. Right? So, my idea again. Yeah, I need to see it to fruition.
Your light bulb?
My light bulb.
Light bulb.
I had a few years ago, but it's come back now that I've had more time to think about it, is the coffee-flavored donut. Otherwise,
you needed more thought on that, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure. Is it like an old-fashioned that tastes like coffee?
I would think so. Or does it have a
nice topping?
I feel like maybe it might be a topping.
I think it might be a topping. Like a coffee glazed. The Jonah.
Yeah.
The Jonah.
Yeah.
Mm. So, okay, well, how would you spell that?
I'm going to go J-O because the donut, you know, the regular vernacular, I believe, is D-O-N-U-T.
Yeah.
Am I right about that?
Yeah, you can spell it, yes.
But, yeah. Well, Dunkin' just dropped it from their name, so they're not using the donut part anymore.
So you can call it Dunkin' Jonah?
Yeah, they might come after you for that one.
Yeah, I do.
Back to the drawing board.
Yeah, I'm going to pitch them to them. Elevator pitch. All right, guys. How can I get it? Make sure they don't steal it, though. That's what I was concerned.
Too late. I'm making it right now.
Okay, fine. All right, fine. 628.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.